This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with a taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. The Golden Globes were last night, and I don't even know why anybody watches them anymore, but we'll go into that. Barack Obama is getting ready to do his farewell address. He's going to do it tomorrow in, of all places, Chicago, but gave an interview with George Stephanopoulos. Among other things, talked about how cool he is. I want you to listen to this excerpt.
I have a very strong memory of your inaugural.
Yeah.
In that moment, you're walking out of the Capitol.
The President-elect of the United States, Barack H. Obama.
You see them all for the first time, and you kind of pause.
Yeah.
And take it all in.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you were thinking and feeling at that moment?
I was thinking to myself, let's make sure I don't screw this up. I think there is people always talk about how cool I am. I don't care how cool you are. Gay gave probably the greatest inauguration speech ever that first time, but I guarantee you, when he first walked out there, he was thinking, goodness gracious, this is big, and I better be a
people always talk about how cool I am. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, cool. All right. Rick Santelli, I don't know if you saw this. This was at Meet the Press. They had a Meet the Press panel yesterday. It was just phenomenal. Because Rick Santelli, of course, Rick Santelli from CNBC and from he was famous, if you recall, Rick Santelli was famous for his rant on the floor of the trading floor on Wall Street, in which many say he was kind of like, that was the kind of the beginning of the Tea Party anger that was unleashed, and that you could argue was kind of the precursor for the Trump phenomenon, or Trumpism, or Trumpicans, or whatever it is you want to call it. At any rate, this whole deal with Meryl Streep and the Golden Globes, I'm going to get into that in a second. But first, I want to go into some a couple headlines that are also trending. Jack Ma. Oh, my God. Met with Donald Trump today and says that Jack wants to make America great again, and he's promising a million new jobs. I mean, it really is, when you think about it, phenomenal. It is really a phenomenon that we are witnessing now with the advent of a new age, which is the age of the Donald. Today, President-elect Donald Trump said he had a great meeting with Alibaba executive chairman Jack Ma when they discussed 1 million new U.S. jobs. Ma said that Alibaba's expansion would focus on products like garments, wine, and fruits, with a special focus on trade between the American Midwest and Southeast Asia. When was the last time you heard that? Where you heard someone like Jack Ma, of someone of his stature, specifically say that they are going to have a special focus on the Midwest and the Rust Belt. Here's what he told reporters today at Trump Towers. He said, "We're focusing on small business. We're specifically we specifically talked about supporting 1 million small businesses, especially in the Midwest of America. Small businesses on the platform selling products, agricultural products, and American services to China, Asia, because we're pretty big in Asia." That's obviously an understatement, to say the least. And he went on to say that Alibaba will create 1 million U.S. jobs by enabling 1 million American small businesses and farmers to sell American goods to China and Asian consumers on the Alibaba platform. Look, just the fact that this is happening, i.e., I mean, you already saw SoftBank, tech Japanese tech giant SoftBank, and the CEO, his name is Son, who is best. By the way, he's on Alibaba's board. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit disheveled in terms of my voice today. But it was a rough weekend. No, I'm just kidding. All those NFL games. Please, somebody beat Dallas next week, okay? It's up to you, Packers. Okay, please. But anyway, Donald Trump. Really, it's when you think about what he's been able to accomplish, but yet has gotten absolutely no credit for it. In fact, I have a little bit, I got a little ditty here about Donald Trump and the fact that nobody's giving him any props, man. He gets no respect for doing what he's done. Listen, this is, of course, the mainstream.
Donald Trump delivering on his vow to save carrier jobs, but at what cost?
House Republicans back off gutting ethics watchdog after backlash from Trump. But that effort was stopped by you, the American people, who flooded congressional offices with thousands and thousands of calls. Not that you know it from headlines like this.
The question is, would SoftBank have pledged half of that $100 billion fund to the U.S. even if Donald Trump had not been elected president?
Mark, there's typically a method behind an insane tweet for Donald Trump. What is the strategy this time?
Starting to see the cornerstones of the Trump foreign policy as being inconsistency, ignorance, and maybe irresponsibility.
And these are radically divisive choices. He has chosen division.
It is a very monochromatic group, mm-hmm. and not just a monochromatic group, but a very hardline group ideologically.
Trump media strategy is basically to avail itself of what is an alternate parallel universe.
They're fairly optimistic right now, in a way that I think they have a right to be. There's no precedent for somebody this unpopular, this disliked, becoming president.
It starts to sound like his real party is the Flat Earth Society. And you want to say to him sometimes, dude, you got the gig, okay? You can stop running now.
He gets no respect. No respect whatsoever. I mean, really, Donald Trump is, in many respects, he's Rodney Dangerfield. I mean, he's Rodney Dangerfield. I've said this before. He's Rodney Dangerfield in that movie. He's Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack, obviously. And also, remember the movie Back to School? That's the same character. It's Donald Trump. He goes, remember, he goes into the country club, and they don't want to give him a membership. And then he makes friends with everybody, and they love him because he's a good guy. He's a guy that is relatable. And that is that's Donald Trump. I tell you, he gets no respect, to tell you. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552, and get ready for results.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number. Last night was the Golden Globes. Golden Globe Awards, okay? Now, I don't make a habit of watching these award shows any longer. You know what? Because there's too many of them, number one. Okay? There's too many award shows. And And the fact is that they're usually incredibly dull and boring, and it comes down to, and I knew this was going to happen. You knew it was going to be just a Trump fest of bashing is all it was going to be. A cornucopia of Trump bashing from various elements within the entertainment industry, the Hollywood elites. But it started out, of course, Meryl Streep, everybody's talking about the Meryl Streep speech today, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But it started out with Hugh Laurie, okay? He's the English actor. He was on that show, the hell was the name of that show? Where he played a doctor. It was a Fox show. He played a doctor. Anyway, so let me just play this excerpt for you, and then I'll come right back to you.
Thank you. This is obviously a terrible mix-up. Thank you very much. Thank you, first of all, to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this amazing honor. I suppose made more amazing by the fact that I'll be able to say I won this at the last ever Golden Globes. I don't mean to be gloomy. It's just that it has the words Hollywood Foreign and Press in the title. I just don't know what... I also think that to some Republicans, even the word association is slightly sketchy. But thank you to them. Thank you also to the many, many people who gave me this wonderful, extraordinary, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I accept this award on behalf of psychopathic billionaires everywhere. I would like to thank, first of all, AMC and the BBC, who were just ideal parents for this whole project.
All right, so you get it, right? Started off the evening by that, and of course, you know, Trump is a bad, very, 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 very bad man. But what I want to get into is I want to talk about. So the evening starts out with Hugh Laurie, right? Got the crowd going. But then Meryl Streep came on. Of course, Meryl Streep is the grand dame of all of Hollywood. She's the most revered figure in all of Hollywood. Let me just play for you this. Okay, and there's a lot to this, so I want to get into this. Let me just play you the beginning of this, and then
I love you all. You'll have to forgive me. I've lost my voice in screaming and lamentation this weekend, and I have lost my mind sometime earlier this year, so I have to.
All right, here we go.
Read. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. Just to pick up on what Hugh Laurie said, you and all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press.
Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. And here's the thing. These people really, truly believe this. They really, truly believe this. And what I don't understand is why they continue, why I'm talking about people in entertainment, or sports, or for that matter, like anything that is in the entertainment realm, again, whether that is sports or entertainment or whatever it may be. Why go out of your way to alienate half the country? I guess it's because they really do truly believe that everybody thinks like them. Therefore, they're aghast. that anyone would think differently. But what exactly do they think happened? And do they think that all of a sudden that people are going to somehow rise up and revolt against Donald Trump? I don't get it. Anyway, she immediately starts talking about Hollywood, foreigners, and how and the press. Now, when talking about foreigners, for instance, they assume that Donald Trump or the people that voted for Donald Trump are people that are xenophobic and they're against foreigners. Nothing could be further from the truth. What we're against and what people are against specifically is illegal immigration. But they don't seem to get that part of it.
But who are we? And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. I was born and raised and educated in the public schools of New Jersey. Viola was born in a sharecropper's cabin in South Carolina, came up in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Sarah Paulson was born in Florida, raised by a single mom in Brooklyn. Sarah Jessica Parker was one of seven or eight kids from Ohio. Amy Adams was born in Vicenza, Veneto, Italy. And Natalie Portman was born in Jerusalem. Where are their birth certificates? And the beautiful Ruth Nega was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, raised in London, in Ireland, I do believe. And she's here nominated for playing a small town girl from Virginia. Ryan Gosling, like all the nicest people, is Canadian. And Dev Patel was born in Kenya, raised in London, is here for playing an Indian raised in Tasmania. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
All right, so according to Meryl Streep, Donald Trump is going to kick everybody out. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, according to Meryl Streep, Donald Trump is going to come to Hollywood and deport them. God, I wish. But no, that's not going to happen. I mean, do they really believe this? That somehow that the press is threatened by a Donald Trump presidency, that their very existence is threatened by a Donald Trump presidency, that they are going to be summarily rounded up and deported. I mean, do they really believe this? Or is it just blind propaganda? I think, frankly, they honestly believe this drivel that we're going to be experiencing the darkest of times now. We're going into the cultural dark ages for them. I want to go back to this Meryl Streep deal, and just, you know, all she's doing is preaching to the choir. She's in a room full of, and by the way, and I don't think people realize this, actors are the most elitist people on the face of the earth, the most coddled, privileged people on the face of the earth, to the extent that, and I don't think people understand this, because I've been on movie sets, and I was, in my previous life, worked as an actor, and I will tell you this. First of all, actors are completely coddled. They are fed before anyone else. They are dismissed before anyone else. Like when they're working, like when you're on a movie set, for instance, the guys that are doing all the work are the crew. You know that the actors actually eat before the crew, even though they haven't done any work. They're just sitting around basically all day. And they even get different food. I'm not even kidding you. They get different food than, for instance, the extras. If you're not a member of the Screen Actors Guild, the union, you get a bologna sandwich for lunch. And I'm not making this up. I am totally serious. You get a completely different food. There's the food for the extras and the non-union people. And then the union people get, gourmet meals prepared by caterers. I'm not even kidding you when I tell you this. That's one of the big secrets that people don't know about. Anyway, I want to go back to Meryl Streep. Poor Meryl Streep and the actors. Oh God, they love her so much.
They gave me 3 seconds to say this. So, an actor's only job is to enter the lives of people who are different from us and let you feel what that feels like. And then we're...
In other words, let me translate. They pretend to be someone else. You know, like what little kids do.
Many, many, many powerful performances this year that did exactly that. Breathtaking, compassionate work. But there was one performance this year that stunned me.
Okay, here we go. Pay attention.
It sank its hooks in my heart.
Oh, no.
Not because it was good. There was nothing good about it.
Very, very bad.
But it was effective, and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back.
These are the most privileged and powerful people in the world. Actors. Really?
It kind of broke my heart when I saw it. And I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life.
Oh, God.
And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful. It filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing.
You just have to laugh. But, I mean, she's dead serious. And you got to, I got to tell you, you got to see. If you get a chance, Google this. You got to see the crowd. Of course, you know, she's preaching to the crowd, but you got to see the actors. They're so concerned. The look on their faces. It's like all the women are about to cry, and the men are very concerned, you know, because they, you know, they got to agree with everything because they want to get laid.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. Okay, go up. Okay, this brings me to the press.
Okay, here we go.
We need the principal.
Okay, so then, now, after trashing Trump and asserting something that he never did, now, she implores the press, please, we've got to destroy this guy.
Press, to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage.
Did they do that with the Clintons? I don't know if I recall them doing that. I don't think so.
That's why our founders enshrined the press and its freedoms in our Constitution. So I only ask the famously well-heeled Hollywood Foreign Press and all of us in our community to join me in supporting the committee to protect journalists, because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need us to safeguard the truth.
Because, you know, Hollywood's going to safeguard the truth. Got it?
One more thing.
One more thing. Trump sucks.
Once when I was standing around on the set one day, whining about something, you know, we were going to work through supper or the long hours or whatever, Tommy Lee Jones said to me, "Isn't it such a privilege, Meryl, just to be an actor?" Yeah, it is. And we have to remind each other of the privilege and the responsibility of the act of empathy.
Oh, enough. Oh, by the way, during this whole thing, the camera pans to Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. They're sitting next to each other. They're probably like the only two conservatives there. And if you could see their faces, they were just disgusted by Meryl Streep. But doesn't... Well, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say this. I was going to say, don't they know what they're doing? And they don't. Because they really believe this dribble. They believe this, and they believe everyone else believes it, and they can't understand how anybody could have voted for Donald Trump, because they don't know anybody that did. Because they live in this protective bubble that is Hollywood. Hollywood's not even a real place. It's like this made-up place. It's not Hollywood. Like, whenever I go to L.A., I'm like, okay, where's Hollywood? Like, Hollywood, it's not even real. It's like this fantasy place. Nobody that lives in L.A. goes, oh, I live in Hollywood. Unless you live, like, off of Sunset somewhere, and it's a neighborhood. But Hollywood isn't a real place, okay? We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We've got Tim Meyer from Talk Media News on the line. Tim, how are you? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
All right, I guess not. Oh, Tim, are you on the line?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yes, I can. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. I don't know if that was your line or my line, but we're getting ready for a pretty big week. It's just really officially Trump presidency basically kicks off this week, you could say, with the 10 confirmation hearings starting tomorrow on Capitol Hill.
Right, and I'm hearing the word is that Donald Trump is probably, you know, these nominations are probably going to sail through. I know that, you know, we've heard a lot said that, you know, that he's going to have a problem with it, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, if you look just strictly at the mainstream press, you're going to see a lot of negative stories that have come out on a lot of the candidates. But if you look at the polls, Morning Consult just released a poll, and the majority of them have a very favorable rating. I mean, Kelly's at 23 points, and Sessions is at 6 points. The only negative ones really are Tillerson and Mnuchin. And Tillerson, of course, with the Russian aspects, and Tillerson and Mnuchin with Goldman Sachs. And I think those are probably the only two of the negative aspects right now from looking at the polls, but generally the public seems to be very supportive of it. I expect all of these to go through without much, many problems. I mean, Sessions looks like the one that the left is really pushing right now. A lot of racial card being played, things that were done 30 years ago with Sessions and things that he said, whether it's out of context or so forth, but that's what they're trying to bring up. And the question is, you know, at what point do you say what you did or said 30 years ago? How does that play today? But you have Democrats supporting Sessions, so I think he's going to go through.
Yeah, I think you're right. In fact, you mentioned Tillerson and Mnuchin. I don't think they're going to have any problem either, and I think the reason why is because I think what Democrats have calculated is that they can't, you know, they can't challenge all of the nominations and appointments, right? So what they're going to do is what they're going to do is they're going to try to target one or two, and it appears that public enemy number one for the Democrats is going to be Jeff Sessions, which I think is really a foolhardy on their part, because Jeff Sessions has a lot of bipartisan support in the Senate. I'm sorry, he's a guy that is well respected. People like him on both sides of the aisle. I think, you know what this shows, though, to me, that the Democrat Party is increasingly becoming more left leaning. So I think they're going, you know, they're going to go the Keith Ellison Black Lives Matter route, I think, and they're becoming increasingly more leftist. And
yeah,
I think
we heard some things initially, with, even with Ben Carson as the HUD secretary. I mean, you know, you have that old expression, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do certain jobs, where this guy basically is the equivalent to a rocket scientist. I'm sure, you know, because he hasn't worked in that type of field, that he's going to pick it up very quickly. And if you think about it, if Carson, if he was a Democrat and the Republicans were making this challenge, you know, it would be called racist completely. A brilliant man who's certainly qualified for this position based on his, you know, he's just an unbelievable, brilliant mind. I don't think he's going to have a problem doing the job.
Yeah, but I think that they are going to, I mean, all indications is they're going to try to hold up Jeff Sessions. And I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I just think that, you know, and by doing that.
That is definitely the first one that's going to kick off tomorrow morning. And, you know, there's the ACLU's involved. They're going to be testifying to NAACP. They're going to bring out every single, they're going to play the race card in this entire situation. But I still think, you know, this is going to go through because Democrats are going to stand behind them. Some Democrats, and that'll be the difference. I just don't think there's going to be much of a argument against bringing him on board.
Oh, no, I agree with you, but it seems as though there are elements within the Democrat Party that are looking to make, I guess, you know, make an example of Jeff Sessions. But again, I don't think it's going to work. And look, these issues that are being brought up now are the same issues that were brought up in 1986.
The only argument I would have, you know, the only thing I disagree with Sessions and including General Kelly is their like basically. They're against the legalization, decriminalization, and General Kelly is very outspoken on that when he was commander of Southcom, and he blamed Colorado's laws for helping the cartels in Mexico and so forth. But you know, I disagree with him on that aspect, and I don't think the federal government's going to have much say in what the states are going to do with that particular laws that you're decriminalizing marijuana. But that's, you're going to see a lot of that come when you come down here, Edward. They have the marijuana, pro-marijuana people out here. They're handing out 4,200 joints. Marijuana is legal if you up to 2 ounces that you can carry in public and smoke. So it's going to be, oh, by the way, if they're not going to arrest anyone.
You're going in and out. I can hardly hear you there.
I'm sorry. I said the D.C. police have come out and said they will not arrest anyone on the marijuana charges.
Well, yeah, because it's legal in D.C. And I agree with you, Tim. I totally agree with you on this point as well. I think that the only thing that I disagree with Sessions on is that aspect too, because Donald Trump has kind of signaled in the past that he was okay with, you know, decriminalization and even legalization. I think he just kind of really didn't touch that throughout the campaign. So I agree with you. I think that's an issue that you know, going forward is going to be a loser really issue, because I think that the states increasingly more and more are going to go the legalization route. So I agree with you on that. And you know, I'm all for the legalization, frankly. I think that it's high time, no pun intended, that that we legalized marijuana. No, really. I mean, it's a waste when you think about it. The war on drugs has been an absolute waste, and it's been ineffective.
It's hurt so many students for getting student loans and so forth. And I just think it's high time, as you said, that we just move on from that argument. And we'll see where Donald Trump comes out on that. in the end. But, you know, this should be an interesting take on these confirmation hearings. Trump presidency really officially begins tomorrow when Sessions takes the stage.
Well, I tell you, it's increasingly looking like America will be great again. Right, Tim?
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell.
We'll see.
Time will tell on that.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Yeah, the Trump presidency. Well, he's been now certified by the Electoral College, and tomorrow they begin the process by which his picks will be confirmed, both for the Senate. I'm sorry, for the cabinet, as well as some positions that require confirmation. So that begins tomorrow in earnest, and I really anticipate that there's not going to be a problem. I think they're going to all be confirmed. I don't think there's any real when you think about it, there's no real controversy with especially with Jeff Sessions. I mean, Jeff Sessions is, you know, above reproach. Everybody likes the guy in the Senate. He's been there for 30 years. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. I mean it. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.